Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, the du'as that are mentioned in the hadith as far as the morning and evening is concerned. So we have been doing the various du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he encouraged to be read morning and evening. So continuing with this, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Aba Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu qal, Ya Rasulullah, مرني بكلمات أقولهن إذا أصبحت وإذا أمسيت قال قل اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة رب كل شيء ومليكه أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أعوذ بك من شر نفسي وشر الشيطان وشركه قال قلها إذا أصبحت وإذا أمسيت وإذا أخذت مضجعك رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that حضرت أبو بكر صديق رضي الله عنه said, O رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, teach me some words which I could say in the morning and evening. How beautiful. حضرت أبو بكر صديق رضي الله عنه coming to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم asking him for some dua that he could read in the morning and read in the evening. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read this dua. Allahumma fatir as-samawati wal-ard, alim al-ghaybi wa-shahada. The first part will translate. O Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth, knower of the unseen and the seen. Knower of the unseen and the visible. In other words, what we can see and what we can't see. Allah has full knowledge of that. Rabba kulli shay'in wa malikahu. Next part. Sustainer and master of everything. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, a'udhu bika min sharri nafsi wa sharri shaytani wa shirkihi. And the person says, I testify that there is none worthy of worship besides you, O Allah. I seek refuge in you from the evil of myself. See what a beautiful dua. I seek refuge in you, Allah, from the evil that is in myself. So no person should think that he is free from evil. Evil he's got within himself. Every person has got evil. The nafs is there with us. Already we got that evil within ourselves. So we should not be oblivious, thinking that evil is only coming from outside. It's also evil that we got within ourselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to make this dua. A'udhu bika min sharri nafsi. O Allah, I'm asking you for protection from the evil that is within me. The next part, wa sharri shaytani wa shirkihi. And then, O Allah, save me from the evil of shaitan, and he's prompting me towards shirk, polytheism. Towards shirk, shaitan is prompting me towards this. So Allah, I'm asking you for protection from this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say these words in the morning and in the evening, and when you go to sleep. Again, it's a reminder for us that look at what words we are taught to start the day with, what words we are taught to say again in the end of the day. And here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before going to sleep also, O Abu Bakr, read these words. In other words, before you go to sleep, say these words. These were the advices to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu by Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching us that a person doesn't sleep in front of the television set. He doesn't sleep while just browsing the internet and just wasting time. He's sleeping conscious of the fact that he is turning towards Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's asking Allah ta'ala for protection. And from other du'as also we learn that the person is reminding himself also of akhirat. He's reminding himself that he's dying with the name of Allah ta'ala. And when he wakes up, waking up with the name of Allah ta'ala. So with everything a person is conscious about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his night is conscious, his day is conscious, he wakes up conscious. And again he's reminding himself early in the morning, wa ilayhi nushur, that O Allah, to you. And in the other riwayat, wa ilayhi إليك النشور. O Allah, to you are we going to rise up one day. In other words, from the time his eyes open, he's reminded of the journey of life. The journey of life is not just here and to some holiday resort in the holidays or some entertainment. The journey of life is from here, from the time we rise up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and day after our ultimate destination is Jannah. We should all make dua to Allah ta'ala that he grant us Jannah every day. When a person is conscious about this, then what happens now, he becomes more conscious about staying away from gunas, staying away from doubtful things, staying away from those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time he's reminding himself about that moment that he's going to leave his life. And one other thing that will happen is the person will actually start preparing for mort. actually start preparing for Maut. One alim came to see me the other day. Allah Ta'ala reward him. There's so much of preparation. He's still early 50s. There's so much of preparation he's making already for Maut. That whatever assets he's got, he's giving it away. Not giving it away per se, but he's already given it away. In other words, given it, this one has gone to my child, this one has gone to this one. I'm preparing for my Maut. The items in my house, I have listed it, everything in the house, exactly who the table belongs to, who the fridge belongs to, who the lounge meat belongs to, who this belongs to, who that belongs to. So I'm setting everything in order so that the day my eyes close, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy, my journey for me, Allah Ta'ala makes the journey easy for the family that are behind, you know exactly what to do. Otherwise, sometimes a person doesn't prepare for more. Sometimes dealing with estates, person has got, for example, 10 properties, and those 10 properties are in 10 different companies, and each company is in somebody else's name. Now the executors don't know who the thing belongs to, whether it belongs to his son, belongs to his daughter, he did this for tax purposes, he did that for tax purposes. Sometimes he did things he didn't even think. We don't know who that account also belongs to. So that one thing, a person that is reminded all the time of Maut, Maut will be in front of him, and it will help him to prepare for Maut. Like how that alim had everything listed. Tomorrow my eyes close. Now a person will only do these things when Maut is a reality in front of him. It's as though at any moment I can go. He's so alive to the fact that Maut is a thing that can come at any time. A person prepares for it. May Allah give me the tawfiq first. Give us all the tawfiq also to prepare for Maut. Be ready for Maut. Maut is a thing that can come to anybody at any time. So when a person is prepared for it, then it becomes easy. It doesn't come like a shock to him suddenly. When Maut comes, it's something that's enjoyable, something that's pleasurable. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi would say that the pleasure that a mu'min, a true believer, gets at the time of Maut, at time of death, is more than 1,000 Eids. When the moon of Eid is seen, for example, Ramadan, you'll find that when the moon of Eid is seen, everyone is so happy, so excited. Families are getting together, people are meeting, different people are getting together to eat on the day of Eid. Everyone is so excited. So take that excitement, multiply it by 1,000. Can you imagine what that excitement will come to, that happiness will come to? Said, more than that is what a person will experience, a mu'min will experience at the time of death. But that will only come when a man made preparation for death. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله